The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. Love and romance are predominant themes in music, and it is very often an intimate reflection of artists' actual experiences. A well-known singer is perhaps laying the groundwork for new material, as we hear Top 20 Countdown host Ray McDonald tell VOA's Jim Stevenson.
If you're a romantic, you might love this story. If you're more of a realist, it may have you going, It looks like a whirlwind romance for Ariana Grande. It has been quite a month for the singer. Now, back in May, she broke up with her longtime boyfriend, Mac Miller. They've been going out together for a couple of years. Almost immediately, she announced her engagement to comedian Pete Davidson. Now, these two met back in March 2016 when Ariana hosted Saturday Night Live, Pete as a cast member. The website Bossip reported the pair were dating on May 18th of this year, and 2 days later they were seen together at the Billboard Music Awards. The pair then went public on May 30th. On May 30th, they posted an Instagram photo wearing matching Hogwarts robes from Harry Potter. He's a Gryffindor, she's a Slytherin. I don't know if that's compatible or not, but there you go. They're both also 24 years old. On June 11th, the news broke that the pair were engaged. Ariana was photographed with a big diamond ring, big pear-shaped diamond, reportedly costing $93,000.
Hello.
This week, Pete Davidson covered up the tattoo of his former girlfriend, Cassie David. She's Larry David's daughter. They broke up in May after a 2-year relationship. He also got a rabbit ear tattoo under his ear. And of course, Ariana was wearing rabbit ears on her last album, Dangerous Woman. Right now, it looks like it's full speed ahead with the engagement. We don't have a planned marriage date yet. So it's been a crazy year for Ariana Grande. Of course, last year there was the terrible Manchester bombing back in May of 2017. The following month, she organized a wonderful benefit concert. And she said she had PTSD after that. It was a very traumatic time for her. So maybe this is a bit of a bounce back for her, you know, feeling good again. We'll see where it goes.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next week for entertainment news.
That was a program from the Voice of America.